proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue our series about the Great Commission and its connection with Jewish evangelization. Jesus Christ taught his disciples to teach their disciples to, quote, observe all things, unquote. The Greek word rendered teach here is different from the Greek word rendered teach in the earlier part of the Great Commission, whereas the latter word meant to make disciples of. The word teach in the phrase teaching them to observe all things referred to the imparting of instruction to be applied to godly uses. The early Christians emphasized the importance of doctrinal instruction. In Acts chapter 2, Luke noted that they, quote, continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, unquote. He recorded in the 5th chapter of Acts how, quote, daily in the temple and in every house, they, that is the apostles, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, unquote. This practice continued when the early Christians formed congregations in and outside of Jerusalem. Paul instructed his protege Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, quote, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, unquote. He wanted Timothy's converts to avoid becoming, quote, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, a phrase the apostle employed in the 4th chapter of Ephesians. Paul also reminded the Thessalonian Christians in 1 Thessalonians 4 that, quote, ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, unquote. What are some things that saved Jews need to learn? First and foremost, they need to understand that their Savior has directives, and he expects his followers to heed those commands. For example, the Lord informed his disciples in John chapter 13, quote, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another, unquote. Nevertheless, his mandates are not burdensome. As Jesus Christ said in the 11th chapter of Matthew, quote, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, unquote. Those who know and keep the Savior's commandments have assurance of their salvation. John made that statement in the 2nd chapter of his first epistle, quote, hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments, unquote. Christians also have the assurance that God hears their prayers. Again from 1 John, this time chapter 3, that apostle wrote that, quote, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, unquote. How can Christians keep the commandments of Jesus Christ? What makes the commandments of Jesus Christ avoid being burdensome to believers? The Holy Spirit, who indwells all believers, enables Christians to obey their Savior's instructions. What a relief for the Hebrew Christians to learn that, according to Romans chapter 8, quote, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death, unquote. When Peter stood before the Jewish council in the early chapter of the book of Acts, when Peter stood before the council of Christians in the early chapters of the book of Acts, he referred to the law as something that neither we nor our fathers were able to bear. How much different is the law of liberty in Jesus Christ? This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.